Japan marked the 65th anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima today, with the United States represented for the first time. Speaking at the ceremony, U.S. Ambassador John Roos said that for the sake of future generations, we must continue to work together to realize a world without nuclear weapons. Annika Thunberg is spokesperson for the United Nations Preparatory Commission for the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty Organization. She recently returned from Hiroshima and says nations need to bring the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty into force.
I believe it's extremely important to visit Hiroshima or Nagasaki to be able to start to understand the true horrors of nuclear weapons. And this is very important because also today we continue to have over 20,000 nuclear weapons in the world. And many of these weapons, actually the vast majority of them, are even more powerful than the bombs dropped on Hiroshima or Nagasaki 65 years ago. So there are too many weapons in the world. There are too many countries with nuclear weapons. There is a risk that terrorists might get their hands on these nuclear weapons. So this situation has to be reversed. We have to start destroying these weapons. And it's excellent that 190 countries committed themselves to a nuclear weapon-free world in New York in May at the UN. But commitments are extremely important, but what needs to be done is that they start to take concrete measures. And one such concrete measure, concrete action, is to bring the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty into force. The CTBT bans all nuclear explosions, and it prevents the further development of nuclear weapons. And it is part and parcel of a nuclear weapon-free world.